This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An environmental group has dropped plans to put fracking restrictions before voters this fall. Colorado Rising says it pulled a proposed ballot measure to restrict oil and gas development near homes, saying COVID-19 made it difficult to collect signatures. An executive order by Governor Polis allows for signatures to be collected temporarily by mail or email during the pandemic. That order is currently being challenged in court. An independent monitor will investigate how Denver police handled the recent protests. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The Office of the Independent Monitor says it has accepted a request from Denver City Council to investigate Denver police's use of force during protests in the city. The agency will review how cops behaved, including evaluating their use of chemical agents, riot gear, and military equipment. In a letter, Independent Monitor Nick Mitchell says the probe will mean reviewing hundreds of hours of camera footage. The monitor oversees the disciplinary systems for DPD and makes policy recommendations. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A CDOT survey found many residents who use cannabis daily believe driving under the influence of pot is safe. The agency wants to create a public awareness campaign about the dangers of driving high. The survey says nearly 14% of drivers in fatal crashes in 2018 tested positive for cannabis. Some respondents said pot helped them drive better. It's 67 degrees in Vail. This is CPR.